Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 3rd, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and I'm here with...
Mikisela.
And
Annie.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So we're doing our usual Thursday night call, and I've renamed it. It's now called New Earth Support Team. It used to be called New Earth Support, and I changed the name because it's really feeling like a team. We've been doing this call now pretty much every week for months on end. And we're having a lot of people show up very regularly, and we have formed a team, and the service we're doing now is really going to a very cool level. You know, they can tell we're becoming a well-oiled machine in the inner world and are making good use of us. So I thought renaming it New Earth Support Team would be cool. And as you may have noticed, I put a new graphic on it, which I was trying to represent what I feel is the energetics of what we're doing. So that whole psychedelic earth thing is my attempt to, you know, visually communicate what I feel is doing here. So as always, we're going to call the directions, call in the allies, set our sacred container. We'll invoke embodied awakening, so each of us is as bright and shiny and service capable as possible. If things go as usual, after that, we just kind of leave it to the allies. But what they usually do is they'll then give us the individual work. Each of us will get awakening and healing in order to fine tune us further for the service. And then they just start doing stuff. And, you know, we've done this so many times, and every time it's different. There's no end to the variety of how they have us serve the great awakening that's happening. So that's what we'll do. So I invite you to, the request as always, these usually go about an hour. And we do request you give them your full attention. Please do not multitask while you're on this call, whether it's live or on the recording. And know that you are co-creating it. I don't just use that as rhetoric in the email. Each one of us, the attention we hold, the intention we set is communicated to everybody else on a subtle level. So know that you are not just a spectator or a participant. Even if you're on the recording, you are, the energy you hold is co-creating. We ask, just behave as if you're right here in the room with us live, and behave as if that was what was happening, because energetically that is what's happening. If you must leave before the call's over, live or on the recording, we request you just ask the odds, hey, I need to go. Would you please gently remove me from the field? They'll ease you out, and then you can go do whatever you got to do. So that's the usual pre-rhetoric. And now we can get into our work. So, Mikisela, would you like to set the pitch for our directions?
Sure, thank you.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti Quichi. Nice.
Beautiful.
Good. Would you like to start with the allies, or should I?
I'll start this time. Calling myself to myself. All timelines, all dimensions, all realities.
Be sure to talk loud enough so they can hear you.
Oh, thank you for the reminder.
Also, just a quick check. Are you hearing us loud and clear? If so, would you please type yes in the chat window? I forgot to check that earlier. So yes, if it's clear. No, if it's not, that's one yes. Okay, we got yeses. Good. We're good. Okay. Thank you. That's all we need.
Okay.
So, thank you very much.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so go ahead, baby.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't want to get giddy now. Oh, okay. Calling myself to myself. Maximum love and light that serves highest good, please. Calling in sacred mushroom, grandfather tobacco, grandmother, medicine plant energies, green Tara. Calling in Alma G. Calling White Buffalo Catherine. Calling Isis. Oh. Calling Apu Asangate. Calling my well-won ancestors who walked the path of magic and love and light. Calling Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Calling Brother Yeshua. Calling the seraphim and the seraphim. Calling Saint Germain and the violet flame. Calling my starseed nation, my starseed family. Calling hummingbird. Owl and bear. Calling the higher self of Richard Brady. Thank you, Dad. Calling all of my allies that I have not named, those that work alongside me in my journey, Archangel Michael, and the other divine feminine Egyptian goddess that I cannot remember her name. You know who you are. Please come. Oh, thank you. Oh, calling myself to myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. We call Ama the hugging saint. Ayahuasca, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Babaji, Yogananda. We call any other ascended masters whose presence serves highest good, please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. we call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Moo, West, Deborah, Jeremy. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good, please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there now be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is. Aho.
Okay, the container feels solid. Feel good to you?
Feels beautiful.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to guide everybody in embodied awakening, even you if you want to. So this is where we are going to call our higher self to our human self. I'll assume there's at least one person here who hasn't done this before, so I'll give a full description. So the metaphor is like you're in a car, and instead of you driving, you're in the passenger seat and your divine's driving. If at any moment you don't like your divine's driving, you simply slide back over and take the wheel. The divine steps out with no fuss. So the critical thing here is your ego needs to know that it's safe. There's no risk. It's reversible. You're just going to try on the divine driving to see if you like it. Among the benefits of letting the divine drive are that there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything that you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's a whole lot more bliss in the mix. So let's, if you'd like to try this, then we're going to do an 8-word invocation. In a moment, I'll lead you through it. Say this out loud if you can, silently if you must. So beginning now, maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's it. By the way, that was spoken to your higher self. Now you relax. Oh, here it comes. All right. Sweet. So now you relax. And the follow-up to those words is absolute passivity. You want to simply rest in passive breath awareness. Please do not control the breath at all. Just let it do what it wants. I just want you to notice the sensation of it in your body, wherever it comes in or out. I meant to say whenever, but the where is also notice where is the area it's easiest to feel it. It could be your nose, head, throat, chest, diaphragm, belly, just wherever it's easiest for you to notice breaths, just very gently place attention there. How this works is Makisla and I feel empathically the general trend of what's happening in the group, both those live and on the recording. and it's coming in, but there's a little effort that we can ease out. So let me give you some guidelines to incorporate as you're resting in breath. You'll get the best result based on 10 years of experience in the field if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. You're absolutely passive. Your only focus is just noticing whatever the breath is doing on its own. If you become distracted and you become aware of that, don't fight that distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be just as it is with no resistance. The distraction is an uninvited guest. It is not you. Therefore, you're just going to relax your attention back into the breath very gently, very persistently, and as often as needed. The final nuance you can incorporate if you're not already full of things to do is that you can play with the minimum effort needed. In this tool, the less effort you use to notice breath awareness, the quicker it works. Excess effort kind of gums up the works. So I'd like you, if you want to try this nuance with me, just drop to zero effort for a moment. Just be. Just allow everything for just a moment. And now notice at that zero effort level, is there breath awareness anyway? If there is, zero is enough. Hang out there. If you have no breath awareness at zero effort, then you want to begin adding tiny bits of effort, about as much as the touch of a feather, until you have a little awareness of your breath, even a tiny bit will do, and then you hold at that effort level. If you're not sure, add a little bit of effort, take a little away, kind of go back and forth a bit, and you'll naturally ease into that sweet spot and will naturally want to stay right there at just barely enough effort. And that's the sweet spot you want when you're letting the energy come in here. So you can add or not add any of those nuances as you wish. Don't do more than you can hold in your mind or your being state. Fundamental instruction, of course, is just feel breath come and go. And the idea here is you ask the divine to saturate you. It's going to do that as much as you allow it to. And the key idea here is if you use any active effort, any willpower, any visualizing, the divine will notice that you have executed a free will choice and you're trying to do it yourself from your ego, which sadly cannot be done. The ego can only receive this as a gift from its divine self. So if you notice at any point you're using any effort beyond what's needed just to feel the breath doing its own thing, just release that effort and come back just to the breath. Yeah, that's feeling much better now. Y'all are doing great. So some of you have already gone into embodied awakening. Some of y'all are old hands at this by now. So if you're there, just hang out. And as you already know, you just resting in embodied awakening will make it easier for everyone else to get there. How do you know you're in embodied awakening? Four things will all be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that's going on, as far as I know, the only way that can happen is if you've blended with your higher self. So if so, just chill, you made it, just hang out and be a kind of a natural magnet to pull others into the state as well. We're nearly there. The field's feeling really good. So we'll leave just one moment longer for anyone who's not quite there to relax and allow the divine to saturate you. It's kind of like your body is a sponge and the divine is water. If you just don't get in the way of it, you've asked it to come and it will saturate you as much as serves your highest good. That's another comfort to know. These invocations cannot overwhelm you. If you've opened fully, the divine will be very conscientious and give you only as much divine consciousness as you can currently handle. You stick with this persistently, you'll be able to handle lots more over time, but you'll always get exactly the right amount for where you're at right now. So that way you don't need to filter or regulate or control the incoming energy. My invitation is just to open completely, and the divine can regulate what comes in way better than your human self can.
To me, when we are in our state of divinity, when the higher self has embodied this vehicle we call our body, it feels like each cell is like static electricity, but it's also a certain frequency, or can even be a color. Sometimes my static is a color of gold, a golden color to it. So it's that part of us on a cellular level, and really even beyond that, that carries the Christ consciousness codes that becomes activated for the call. So we really do glow, even quite literally.
Yeah, my own experience isn't quite static electricity. For me, it's more like ecstatic electricity. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're good. The field feels really good. Well done, everybody. So now, allies, we are at your disposal. We come to serve in whatever way we can serve the great global awakening on planet Earth in a way that serves the highest good of all concerned. Let it be so. So now we just relax. So what happens now is McKeesla and I release any control over the proceedings. We become your empathic tour guides, and the energy's starting to move as always. Ooh. Yep. So your job now, we're strapped in, we're going for the ride. Just relax. Very important, please do not from your ego initiate any action, except to relax and allow the energy to move. And that will give you the best outcome. That's the way we work in these calls. So now I'm sensing a little bit of healing energy coming in. Each of us is now receiving a ray of energy, and each of us is being individually worked according to what, yep, there's some energy flushing out my hands. Whatever you most need to release in order to be the most effective service agent, that's happening right now. And by the way, when a shaman burps, it's not rude, it's just energy release. When the cat yowls, it's just the cat yowling. So just relax. And if you feel some challenging energy being stirred up and they're doing a healing process with you, you can relax into that as well, knowing that they're very smart. They are never going to overwhelm you. And if you'll just relax and not get in the way, not try to actively help, but simply relax and allow them to flush through you and out whatever heaviness it serves your highest good to release. I'm now feeling heavy energy flushing out hands and feet both. So we got some nice personal healing happening. This is, again, preparing us for the larger work. And the divine knows we only spend about an hour in this, and they're calculating we will be more effective overall in our service if we first get a little cleanup and then go into the larger service process. So again, the invitation is very simple. Relax, let the heavy energy be cleared from your field in whatever way that's happening, and it's different for each of us, and just allow. Some are just having their own stuff cleared. I'm being shown that others are clearing for others on the call. And some who are a little further along, perhaps, are already clearing for the collective. So actually, the collective work has already begun. So according to your ability And again, the divine is making very sure that nobody gets too much, nobody gets overwhelmed. The stuff flushing through you might be only yours. It might be others in the group. It might be from the collective humans on earth who need clearing. So the divine's able to run all that at the same time. They're brilliant multitaskers. So just, again, as the human, your job is very simple. Relax and allow. And I'm feeling a very nice field, maybe a touch more effort than is needed. So if you're not really sure that you've relaxed the minimum effort you need just to relax and open to the process, try a little less. In fact, you could even try just no effort at all. My guess is most of us are feeling this energy moving through us. So I'm going to suggest, if you are noticing energy awareness in your body, I invite you to relax completely and just, if you want to focus, just feel what's happening. Your awareness is just, what am I feeling happening in my field right now? And let that be what you're doing. If you're not that sensitive and you're not really that aware of energy in you, you can just rest in the breath awareness. But again, please remain passive. Don't initiate any action from your ego. Let the divine do it through you. I'm now starting to feel some ecstasy, some bliss in my head, which is now spreading to my whole body. So higher frequencies are now coming in. And my perception is that I'm still here in my body and the higher frequencies are coming into the physical form.
Feel like they are surrounding me, not as much as within me, though there is that element that they're within me, but it seems that they are, wow, there's some tingling happening in my brain right now. That's interesting. A little bit of indigo showing up in my field.
You indigo girl.
I used to love the indigo girls, actually.
Some good stuff there. What I'm actually perceiving is it's a both and. The primary experience is the divine energy is saturating the physical body. At the same time, I'm noting I am conscious in that higher dimension as a being of pure energy.
And the beauty of the embodied awakening process is bringing that all into this vessel we call the body. That is embodied awakening and dwelling, allowing that higher self to be partaking in this 3D experience that is morphing into 4D. It's really cool. Mm-hmm.
So relax, allow. Yeah, we're getting beautifully saturated again. Mm-hmm. I'm perceiving this as part of the preparatory tune-up. I now have started to feel more like a being of light, even in my physical body. My body itself feels like light now. So they'll transition you to that, to the degree that you're ready and as quickly as you can allow it. Be assured that at all times in this work, the divine is always moving as quickly as it can without actually overwhelming you. So there's never any point in trying to rush the process or anything like that. It's always moving at its maximum speed. You may now be noticing you have awareness of energy far beyond your physical body. You know, if there's part of you physical, but there's quite a large field of energy, a big bubble way beyond your physical form. In fact, it's going way into the inner dimensions. So you might have trouble finding where the bubble stops.
Or where the body starts.
Uh-huh. So again, just relax and allow yourself to easily gain incremental awareness of your energetic self. Yeah, right now I'm feeling my human self is such a tiny percentage now of my awareness, and I'm mostly just this vast field of energy. Literally just goes out. I can't even find an end to it. It's just everywhere. So relax and just allow yourself to be energy. Again, when we get into these inner realms, I have definitely found the best strategy is to just be. My motto for these kind of experiences is being is doing. And you will be of the greatest service and have the most awesome experience when you simply chill and allow anything that needs to happen to initiate itself. We definitely have a group blending happening as well. If you are sufficiently sensitive, you may be noticing that at this higher divine level, this entire group has merged into a single being. And the being itself is indistinguishable from the level of consciousness we're at. That's interesting. I'm for the very first time, they're showing me it isn't just one level. Each of us, according to their capacity, is awake at a certain dimension of consciousness, and they are blended there with the rest who are at that level or beyond it. So what it's feeling like to me is some of us are multiple level aware, others at one or perhaps two, but those who have the broader awareness are blended with everyone across the board. They've never shown me that nuance before. That's pretty cool. And you don't have to get all technical like that. You can just relax and say, oh, this feels pretty good. So again, just be, allow yourself to just rest in whatever state you're experiencing. And now I'm noticing the physical body itself is receiving certain energetic upgrades along with everything else that's happening. So it's a both and. There's stuff happening physically, there's stuff happening in the higher dimensions, all interpenetrating and all running at the same time. Again, just relax and allow whatever's happening. Whatever you're aware of is perfect. If you're not perceiving everything we're describing, that's perfectly fine. In fact, at times, people will have a completely different experience than what we describe, which is also perfect. So if you are spontaneously moving into a totally different kind of experience, allow that. Please do not self-initiate such an experience from your ego. But if it's spontaneously arising, it is absolutely for highest good. And we invite you to just relax into that process. And if at some point you link back up with what we're describing, great. We'll all definitely come together at the end of the process one way or another. So just allow whatever's happening. Okay, now they've just started radiating what we are to Earth. So we are, as a group, conscious at a certain vibrational level here. Dominantly, they're now broadcasting that frequency down to Earth, and they're sending it especially to the particular humans who most need this vibration. The specificity of their work is extraordinary. It's very they actually know what each human on the planet needs, and it's more than a human mind can grasp, but they're actually sending customized rays to each person. It's extraordinary. And again, you as the source don't have to do anything, just relax and be. The divine helpers are totally handling all the mechanics and details. And you just relax and know that, yeah, they say this almost every time we do this. They're saying it is especially helpful for us to work with living humans in this process. There is an alchemy they can only do if a live human has showed up and is in this beautiful space of service, and there's magic they work for the Great Awakening that requires a physical human body here. So just relax, let the divine make use of us, and know that whatever happens, your highest good is served as well. They always give us wonderful blessings when we show up and serve like this. So everybody wins. They're saying, yes, we do. We love it when you guys show up. They're also saying, we got plenty to give. We'll never run out. So keep coming. Okay, now I'm feeling heavier energy coming through my field. So they're bringing a wave of heavy energy. Yeah, they're bringing it to us collectively. So whatever you might be feeling in your individual body, know that the entire group is receiving it. And again, with their usual brilliance and precision, they're sending exactly the right amount through each of our human bodies to process and transmute it. Again, there's nothing for you to do. Don't do any techniques or strategies. Just be, and the alchemy will totally run itself. It's also worth noting that we are not operating solo. We are, you know, right now there's 37 people showing on the call. There's us and a few gazillion more all around the planet. There are so many beings of light perpetually around the planet now, sending down love and light and doing the service work. There's just, they're probably beyond human counting. So our service is appreciated, and we're part of an increasingly vast team of physical and non-physical beings who are all helping the Earth upgrade right now.
There is also the planetary bodies and those that dwell within the star systems, like the Pleiades. There are so many beings and the planetary consciousnesses that are supporting Earth at this moment for her awakening, and not awakening, but evolution. And we are as even the sun is receiving upgrades from the great central sun, Hantun Inti. All of these planetary bodies are all going through their own set of evolutionary procedures, upgrades, energetic changes, which will then be reflected to Earth and all of the beings that dwell within her. It's all, it's a trickle-down process, a trickle-down upgrade. So we even have the planets doing their work in addition to what Mauna Kea is doing. All of these systems benefit with each other.
The great web. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So as always, relax, allow.
I'm experiencing some high sounding frequencies that I cannot replicate with my human voice, but I know that they are being they are in Earth's field that have come from the cosmic energies, and these high frequencies, it's much like a dog, when a dog reacts to a very high sound that a human ear cannot compute, cannot hear. It's these types of sound frequencies that are inviting the Earth and the humans living within Earth and all that she is, really, to upgrade and go into the next level of creation.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too. There's some really high frequency sound in my head I'm noticing that you brought my attention to.
Yes. December is full of planetary upgrades and energies, many gateways. 12/12 is a gateway. I believe 12/10 and 12/11. It's just one gateway, one portal after the next in the month of December. And of course, then we have the solstice, which will be the big bang, so to speak, the real sending off party.
Yeah. And let's not get too off in our heads into the future. Yeah. Let's please stay just here. In the present. I'm feeling some clearing in my heart chakra. And energy flushing down the arms. Feeling some subtle sadness in the heart chakra. Again, my sense is this is being shared. This is some of the collective sadness from Earth that's being cleared to make way for the upgrade. So if you're feeling a little bit of challenging emotion, just be with that. Once again, nothing to do, allow, let it pass through you or transmute. As always, you're only given as much as you can process. The divine always alert to your capacity and never going beyond it. Wow. It's very gentle and very intense all at the same time. I'm sensing there is an intensity to what we're in right now, and I can feel some people are having a desire to clench against it. I invite you instead to relax and open into it. So try that now. Just if you have any muscular tension in your body, just relax. Let it be. Just accept the energy into your field, into your body.
It's just passing through.
Feeling subtle releases out the hands and feet. Yeah, this is simultaneously serving as a processing of heavy energy from the collective. It's also an upgrade for you. So this energy is doing both things at the same time.
I'm feeling small, quick waves of heat coming through my body. And when Benjamin, when you just mentioned the upgrades happening in the body, that was my experience there. Wondering if anyone else is experiencing such things. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to draw your attention now to how your body feels. My current perception is I'm aware of a divine light body within my human body. And I just ask you to take a moment, notice if that's your experience as well, feeling a slightly smaller divine you inside the human you. And if so, I invite you to relax into that part of you and just let it do whatever it wants to do. Your only job is to give it consciousness. After that, it will become completely self-operating, and just let it do what it wants to do. And mine is getting a little larger. It's slowly increasing in size to match the size of my human body. Yeah, now it's a pretty good fit. And this is a consciousness upgrade. This can be a permanent upgrade. So just relax and let this new awareness just settle. It's actually not needing, it feels like it's pretty much there, actually. So I think it's just there. So just notice the new you, there in your human body, a little more conscious than before, maybe a little more blissful. And I've experienced so many of these upgrades over the years, I've lost track. it's when you're ready, the next upgrade will come, and it's just one in an infinite series. Okay, good. That feels pretty solid. Now just relax again. Go back into just feeling the overall energy. And now you may be noticing the sweet field of energy around and beyond the body, just going off into the distance.
I have a sense that some of us on this call are feeling very tingly with this new upgrade.
I myself am feeling very tingle-minded.
Yeah, rather tingle-minded.
And in fact, I'm feeling like they're wrapping up. So I am, as always, when we get to the end of one of these calls, there's still awareness of the field beyond, but there's gradually increasing awareness in the physical body. So you may notice I'm a little more physical aware. There's a little bit more sense of weight, gravity, heaviness in the body. Not in a bad way, just you're noticing your physical structure a little bit more. You're coming out of the weightless light realm and into the weighted human body. So just allow, yeah, as always, they're integrating all the energies into your body. Again, just as much as you're ready for, no more than that. and just allow this subtle upgrade to happen. It's very gentle, very subtle. And just take a moment and notice, you'll feel when it stabilizes. Yeah, there it is. Feels like we landed. Okay. The allies now would like to broadcast. We've brought in a new frequency here. So every human who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, just got upgraded. And they are, even as I speak, are radiating that energy from your body. You can probably feel it out to the collective on the planet Earth and even beyond it. So just rest a moment. You can feel the energy radiating out in all directions from your body. And we got upgraded, and now that upgrade is being passed along to the rest of the humans. As I said earlier, each one receiving whatever frequency they're ready for, just to get them to whatever their next level is. So just rest, and just, you may be sensitive enough to feel the radiating field off your body. Just let it do its thing. It's all autopilot. Just enjoy.
To me, my experience is that each frequency is a different color or energy transmission. I think you did say that. And each has its own color or vibration. It's all very personalized to the one who will be receiving it. And all of these different colors or energies that are being sent out are all individual in nature for the one who receives it. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense. Words are a little hard right now.
Yeah, I think you described that well.
Thank you.
Okay, that feels complete right there. Yep, we're in. Okay, so that's the completion of the service round. And now we're going to call the directions and close things up, and then we'll leave a little time for questions or comments. Would you like to call the tone for the directions?
I need to come back fuller into my body.
Okay.
Calling myself to myself. Okay.
Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kui.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Allies, thank you so much for allowing us to be of service. Thank you for the many gifts you've given us as we have come to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. You allies who are still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Makisla and I request that you remain with us always, mm-hmm. to the greatest extent that serves highest good. They're asking me to say the closing I use in my own personal sittings in case any of these ideas are helpful to you in your own work. Allies, I ask the following: to the greatest extent that serves highest good all the time, maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum service to the great awakening, maximum abundance on all levels that supports my service. This or something better. Okay, if you'd like to close with us, we're now going to place our hands in front of us about a foot apart, palms facing. I'm putting mine about in front of my chest. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? After the count of three, we can all clap and seal the work. One, two, three. And the ceremony container is closed. And it's 1 minute to nine. We ran just about an hour. So if you are pressed for time and must leave now, that's fine. If anyone would like to hang out and ask questions or comments, we've gotten into the habit at the end of these live calls to hang out and chat a bit even after the recording goes off. And we're happy to do that again tonight. But at this moment, while we're still on the recording of the event, if anybody has a question or comment, we welcome those now. We're probably already set for self-unmuting. Yep. Anyone who's on the live call can unmute themselves. And of course, if you're on a visual interface, just click that little microphone icon to remove the slash if you want to talk. If you're on a phone, I believe star 6 will unmute you. And we're getting some people typing. Usually more people type in the chat window, although we do welcome, you know, live voice as well if you're there. Someone typed, this was my first time participating. Thank you very much. All the way from Aotearoa, New Zealand. Wow, cool. Welcome from New Zealand. It's probably about 9 or 10 a.m. where you are, I'm guessing. Yeah. Kay typed, amazing, strong, beautiful energy. Thank you. Thanks for the feedback, Kay. Nathan types, I felt tremendous relief in my chest. There seems to be thorns in the back of my head, tangling purple yarn-like energies. Cool. So let the divine keep working those to clear out anything that doesn't serve you right now. They can, and by the way, some people continue receiving work after the call closes. That's pretty common. Mm-hmm. Then the interface isn't showing the full names. I'm sorry that I can't. Oh, if I just spread it out, it will. Okay. That's my fault. Lori says, thanks for doing these, Benjamin. Juicy as always. Felt lots of undulations in shoulder blade and neck, craniotomy, sacral feeling stuff. I know what you're talking about. Okay, good. So good. You felt a lot in your body. That's fun. Nikki, much pulsating and changes in wonderful ways. Thank you all. And then Jan types, thank you so much. Such beautiful energy. You want to read some?
Sure. Cindy's teeth are buzzing. That would be rather interesting. Mm-hmm. Sandra said so beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, and this is a co-creation. Yeah, it's all of us. Kay says her ears are still wiggling up and down.
Turn on your camera. I want to see that.
Oh, my God. Cindy said, thank you so much for this vehicle of being in service.
Yeah. Sweet. So, as always, people seem to be having positive and powerful experiences.
I'm wondering if someone would like to share their experience of however the divine or the allies or your grid work. You know, we were in the grid of consciousness, of Christ consciousness there, and wondering if anyone who is able to share could share what their experience of that was. It's kind of hard to put such things into words.
Yeah, that's tricky stuff.
It's possible.
We do our best. Mm-hmm. Lucca typed, much thanks, soft and strong in one. My apologies if I didn't say your name right. So again, we'll wait just a moment longer for any further feedback. Mm-hmm. Laurie types, have to take more deep breaths just sitting in a chair.
And yeah. That's good. The deep breaths can also help bring your consciousness back into the body in a deeper way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, Makisa and I have done a lot of such work, and we're able to be chatty right off the bat, but we realize a lot of people can go deep and it may take a while to recover. Mm-hmm. So Gina types, at first it seemed like bliss, and then there was this choking sense of loss and so many stories, and I had to realize I could watch it all go on forever, or I could just let it go and move away from it. Wow, beautiful realization. Mm-hmm. I may have trouble with this name. It's, I think, Kaomi. I hope I said that. Kaomi. She says, I had a couple of waves that came through me from the feet up, and a few tears came, but with no sadness. Yeah. Okay. The divine will clear what it has to. I find that, you know, the mind can swirl endlessly, back to Gina's comment, and my own approach after many years of this kind of work is I'm able to disengage from the thought swarm and just go into feeling and ask the divine, you know, just if necessary, if they're not already doing it, just say, please, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And I relax and they flush that stuff away. I've really found if I can just get the energetic flush, then the thoughts go with it. Mm-hmm. And we got a long, long post here. Let's see who typed. Do you want to read this one?
Sure. Beverly, I felt very connected in this one. I was journeying around the planets, and then you started talking about them. Then I felt pain and sadness, and tears were streaming as I passed that energy. And then you were talking me through it. Thank you. It was beautiful and very guided directly.
Cool.
Wonderful.
All right.
Good. I'm happy that was your experience.
Did you plan it that way?
He's so good. How do you do it?
It's a sickness, really, baby. I just have to give into it.
Oh my God.
All right. Last call for comments. If anyone wants to talk, just unmute yourself. Lori typed punosis. Yeah, once it got so bad, they threw me in the penitentiary.
And, you know, Gina, you bring up a good thought, because I notice when I am in that thought stream of story, it's usually not a positive one for myself. And it is so easy to get sucked into it and to make it my reality. And story is, to an extent, of course, it's real, but it's also illusionary. And moving past the illusion is just, you can just, it's like when you're getting a meal and the waiter asks you if you want water or coffee. If they offer you coffee, let's say, and you just say, no, thank you. And that's what it's just that easy, just to move past the thought realm, the thought stew, because I tend to stew in my thoughts, and move beyond the stew and getting out of the mental thought realm of loop, one loop after the next. Mm-hmm. You can just choose to step right out of it.
Yeah, you can do that if you're sufficiently awake.
Yes.
If you have, in my experience, if you have even a fundamental awakening, if you got the embodied awakening on, then you have an automatic witness of incoming thought. And you can either say, yeah, come on, let's play. I'd love to think about you. Mm-hmm. But if it's not a thought you want to play with, what I literally do, if I see such a thought show up, I say, no, thank you. I turn my attention elsewhere and it goes away.
Yeah.
So you can get to a point where you can actually pick and choose the particular thoughts you want bouncing around in your brain, which are at a certain level. Yeah.
Gina shared and said, that was my experience exactly. I just saw it just in its channel of clearing and moved on with my awareness black and back into bliss.
Good. Yeah. Exactly right.
Beautiful.
Good job.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Okay, so I just got the signal that this is the end of the recording.
That's all, folks.
So again, those who are on the live call, we are going to continue. And if you want to just hang out and chat for a few minutes, that's cool. But the recording will end here. And as I end the recording, let me give my usual end of statement. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus and you're enjoying this, as I mentioned at the start, we have this now awesome offer, $1 for 30 days of full membership. And that gives you access to all the recordings of the live calls. There's now over 280 of those. You get the full 16-part Invocation Masterclass. You get all of the live events that are now only for members. So it's a pretty good deal for a buck.
That sounds like a golden nugget to
me. And if you stay past 30 days, then you get billed $19 a month, which I think is just amazing value for everything we give. And if that's too much, just let me know before 30 days and I can put you in at $9 a month at the scholarship level. So I'm really trying to make this membership affordable and super valuable to people. I want to give so much more value than what the money is. So that's our offer. So if you're interested, go to awakeningplus.com and check it out. If you're interested in what I do personally, individual services, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's all described there. So many thanks to everyone who showed up. Again, we're now going to end the recording, and the live callers, we can hang out and chat a bit. So ending the recording now. Thank you all so much for being here.
Bye-bye. See you next time.